Responding to emotional pleas from residents of Fortuna's largest mobile home park, a majority of city council members voted to freeze mobile home rent increases, despite what a staff report describes as high likelihood of litigation. By approving a rent increase moratorium at a September 29th special meeting, the city council moved closer to the ultimate goal of establishing a mobile home park rent control ordinance. That was to the delight of residents of the Royal Crest Mobile Home Estates Mobile Home Park, who have been lobbying for rent control since mid-July. City Manager Amy Nilsson presented a case for the moratorium and the eventual ordinance.
The findings that constitute the basis for the urgency and the need for a temporary moratorium include all of the items listed on the slides, but a few of them are: mobile home parks provide an important alternative form of housing. A significant majority of the residents of mobile home parks in the city are older individuals or couple living on fixed income. Nearly all mobile home park residents own and occupy their mobile home and have made a substantial investment to live in the mobile home park. And residents of a mobile home park have very limited mobility due to the impracticality of relocating a mobile home. A number of residents of mobile home parks in the city have expressed the concern that they could become homeless if mobile home park owners continue to impose significant rent increases. Temporarily pausing space rent increases will prevent, again, rush space rent increases before adoption of regulations to stabilize mobile home space rents.
But in a September 25th letter, an attorney for the park's investor owners warns that issues around rent control can, quote, result in litigation lasting many years, leading to, quote, unwanted stress and expense for all concerned. According to a written staff report, cumulative growth in rent at Royal Crest rose from $419 in 2012 to $822 in 2025, a 96% increase over 13 years. But in his letter to the city, Royal Crest's attorney argues the staff analysis is incomplete as it doesn't figure in Royal Crest's expenses, which he says have increased by 89% since 2013, not including $892,000 for capital improvements. Royal Crest tenants told the council they're, quote, scrambling for aid while park owners continue to raise rents unchecked, and rent control, quote, gives this council, not out-of-town corporations, the authority to safeguard Fortuna seniors and families. Royal Crest resident Lana Craig said council action is needed to rein in untenable rent increases.
Our SOS group is more than a few elders that you see here. The SOS group stands for seniors in Fortuna and really throughout America who are being forced out of their homes in these difficult times, and perhaps ending up on the street or lost in some crowded shelter. The short moratorium and the RSO will not recoup the last four years of over 20% rent increases, but it will be a large, welcome, and most appreciated respite to the gnawing constant fear of this happening again. As the roads diverge, it's up to each of us which road we choose. We hope you will choose the moratorium and vote yes for the RSO when that time comes.
Royal Crest's owners support an alternative the council has been presented with, but has chosen not to pursue, a memorandum of understanding agreement, which would forge what the park's attorney describes as a cooperative, long-term plan regarding rent increases. But there's disagreement on whether such an agreement would be binding, and a motion to approve the moratorium got 4 out of 5 council votes. The only dissenting council member was Abe Stevens, who explained his reasoning amid an interruption from the audience.
I think I'm probably inclined not to vote for the moratorium. Just want to reiterate that it's not because I don't sympathize with all the seniors. I think they are fighting for their livelihood and their quality of life and everything. I think just the process, I would have liked to have seen a good faith effort to try and negotiate with the management company. I know you guys have probably a good reason to be skeptical of whether that would.
They don't listen. They have 52 of us. Okay.
Well, okay. In any case, so I think my decision is not based on, you know, that, but more the process, and not at least giving them the, you know, the opportunity to negotiate.
The moratorium will be in effect until April 30th or until an ordinance is approved. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.